We're with you until 9 this morning for a special programme after last night's order by the Taoiseach for people to stay at home for at least the next 2 weeks to try and slow the spread of coronavirus COVID-19 and stop our hospitals from becoming overwhelmed. There are some exceptions, but they're limited. We're going to take you through the changes with the help of our correspondents, the Health Minister Simon Harris, and leading doctors in infectious diseases and intensive care. Let's start with the Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar announced new restrictions on our movements as the number of confirmed cases here rose to 2,121 and three more people died, including a healthcare worker, bringing the death toll to 22. At a news conference last night, he said he was asking us to forgo our personal liberties and freedom for a greater cause and that there isn't much more we can do.
Earlier today, the government received further recommendations on the actions that we need to take to protect our people. These are in addition to all of the existing measures that are already in place. So with effect from midnight tonight, for a two-week period until Easter Sunday, April 12th, everybody must stay at home in all circumstances, except for the following situations. To travel to and from work for the purposes of work, only where the work is an essential health, social care, or other essential service that cannot be done from home. A list of these will be provided. To shop for food or household goods or collect a meal. To attend medical appointments and collect medicines and other health products. For vital family reasons, such as providing care to children, elderly or vulnerable people. To take brief individual physical exercise within 2 kilometres of your own home, which may include children from your own household, as long as you adhere to 2 metre physical distancing. For farming purposes, that is food production and the care of animals. All public and private gatherings of any number of people outside a single household or living unit are prohibited. The virus might be in your household already, so please don't spread it to somebody else's. Sadly, this prohibition includes social family visits that are not for the vital reasons which I already mentioned. A further range of non-essential shops and services will be closed. The guidance given earlier in this week in respect of essential retail outlets will be revised to reflect this. Adult community education centres and local community centres will be shut. All non-essential surgery, health procedures and other non-essential health services will be postponed. All visits to hospitals, residential healthcare settings, other residential settings and prisons are to cease, with specific exceptions on compassionate grounds. Shielding or cocooning will be introduced for all of those over 70 years of age and specified categories of people who are extremely vulnerable to COVID-19. Detailed guidance will be available. Travel to or offshore islands will be limited to residents of those islands. Pharmacists will be permitted to dispense medicines outside of the current period of validity of the existing prescription in line with the pharmacist's clinical judgment. All public transport and passenger travel will be restricted only to essential workers and people providing essential services. Apart from the activities that I've listed, there should be no travel outside of 2 kilometres radius of your home for any reason. These are radical actions aimed at saving as many people's lives as possible in the days and weeks ahead. We're not prisoners of fate. We can influence what's going to happen to us next. There is no fate but what we make for ourselves.
That was the Taoiseach speaking last night, and those measures came into effect from midnight. Our science correspondent George Lee is with us, and George, you were at that conference last night. We're waking up to a very different world this morning.
Yes, it really is. When one thinks how quick things have happened, that it's only 2 weeks ago, I think it is. It's what it feels longer now. But since the Taoiseach stood in Washington at that press conference, which he gave in response to the first request from the National Public Health and Emergency Team, and he clearly signalled very, very seriously that we had to take action very quickly. And then only Tuesday this weekend, here we are last night with these big measures. So So this is putting the whole kit and caboodle on the table in terms of the government's efforts and the people's efforts to slow and to stem the flow of this and the advance of this virus. It's considered to be very, very important, because when one looks at the success of the methods so far, there has been a very significant improvement in terms of the number of contacts which people have had, close contacts, those who have been tested positive for this virus has gone from 20 to 5. So clearly people have been playing ball and doing really, really great things to follow the advice. But when we look at the numbers, and when you look at the numbers which have come through, it's clear that the number of the headline figure for the number of people testing positive is much lower than what it could have been. It was expected and was suggested that without a proper action it could be 10,000 by today. It's just over 2,121. So that on that front we seem to have bent the curve, as they say, and that means the rate at which this virus infection goes up. I know it's purely indicative because lots of people haven't had tests, but it is indicative that we have slowed the spread of it. And this, when you look down through it and you see where are we weak and where could we be complacent, it's in our hospitals. And you can see from the numbers, and they're quite striking to me, about the number of people admitted to intensive care units. Last night, the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan, said as part of the briefing that there were 71 people had been admitted to intensive care. Now, only probably 24 hours before that, it was of the order of 59. So there was a 12 increase in a day. And we know that the amount of spare beds in the intensive care units was 163. And we know that from the HSE the other day. But if you're going up at that rate, it is only a matter of days, really, before you exhaust the spare capacity in intensive care units. And that is horrific in terms of its consequence and in terms of what it means for the pressure of people working on the front line in the health service, and also for the ability of our hospitals to cope. And so it really is important to slow that increase, because the headline number is one thing, but the reality at the coalface in terms of what we're dealing with is really, really critical. And remember that the European Centre for Disease Control came out with their report, which we saw this week, where they analysed intensive care units and capacity of healthcare systems all over the European area. And on that front, Ireland was at the lowest of all European countries at the start of this epidemic, before we got to the point of addressing it. The HSE has done a lot of work since then to improve the situation. So we were vulnerable from the beginning if we were hit with a shock like this. And there's no point waiting till we get to the stage of Italy or Spain when they took this action. We have to take it now. And it's clear from the evidence of recent days that their quick action has delivered. So hopefully this more quick and very, very drastic action will also deliver.
We'll talk about the pressures on the health system with the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, a little bit later. Those pressures indicated by sadly, the death of a health worker amongst those numbers who have died. We'll also be talking about the pressures on intensive care with a leading intensive care specialist later in the programme. George, can I ask you about one of the measures that was introduced by the Taoiseach last night? And this was what he called cocooning, or shielding, of all people over the age of 70 and those defined as vulnerable. What does that mean?
It means basically that they're asked to stay indoors and to seek help if they need things like delivered or otherwise to them, that they're very vulnerable when you look at the outcome of the cases so far. We know that, for instance, the number of people who have died, that the median age was 79. Now, median is a kind of, it can be a bit confusing because it means 50% of people were above that and 50% below it. But all of the evidence and all of the research, even in this from the European Centre of Disease Control, it suggests that people over the age of 65 are four times more likely to suffer severe illness from this virus than the average population. Now, the older the population gets, the greater that risk. And also of those who suffered severe illness in those age groups, 12% of those people have actually died in the various countries that they have analysed. And they're talking about European populations, so they're talking about us. So the cocooning is there to help and to save lives. And it's there also, that is the main particular issue of it, because the population, as it gets older, is more vulnerable. We are all equally likely to catch this virus You know, it doesn't matter whether you're 2, you're 20 or you're 70. We're all susceptible to catching it. It seems to spread so easily. But the question is the impact of that, and in terms of how the virus progresses in the body, its impact is huge for older people, much more so than it is for healthier younger people. And that is not to excuse younger people. So many people who are younger get very, very sick and critically sick with this. And you can see how absolutely contagious it is if you think of what's happened in the UK, where not just the Prime Minister, but the Minister for Health, and also, it appears, the Chief Medical Officer, who must have been washing his hands like bilio, is suffering symptoms and is in isolation okay. right now. So it's very, very contagious and very, I suppose, it's a big worry for people.
George, thank you.